See? And tune in about 6 o'clock in the morning. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
This is your news and information station, AM 1410, WRMN, Elgin.
Gasoline prices highlighting President Bush's week. Terry Moore with
the
story.
The president will talk about immigration reform in a speech in Southern California today. He has proposed a guest worker program for many of the more than 10 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., but he denies that it is an amnesty program. The president will discuss energy and gas prices in a speech in Washington tomorrow. Rising voter anger about gas prices has prompted calls for new investigations into possible price gouging by U.S. oil companies. Later this week, the president will push volunteerism during appearances in hurricane-ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi. I'm Terry Moore at the White House.
Over the weekend, the president had high praise on the agreement of the Iraqi coalition government to choose Shiite politician Jawad al-Maliki as its new prime minister. Al-Maliki has been a foe of former leader Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden has released another audio tape. Fox News Channel's David Lee Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Analysis suggests that the voice on the tape is, in fact, that of Osama bin Laden. On the recording, bin Laden attempts to justify attacks on civilians, saying, in his words now, this war is the joint responsibility of the people and the government. While the war continues, the people renew their allegiance to their rulers and politicians and continue to send their sons to our countries to fight us.
And on Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 36 points now, the NASDAQ down 13. This is USA Radio Network News.
Matching you with the love of your life begins by getting to know you at the very deepest level. That's why at eHarmony, we start the process with a compatibility profile.
eHarmony was more about who are you as a person. It helps you to figure out you, then it helps you to find that person that you are most compatible with.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com, and I'd like to invite you to log on to eHarmony.com to get your compatibility profile. It gives you all kinds of objective feedback about yourself, then it tells you about the kind of person that will make your ideal mate.
Once I saw the profile, I was very, very surprised that they could hit the nail that closely to the head.
I think the profile is what makes eHarmony so much better than any other website.
Find out for yourself why eHarmony has become the number one relationship site. Go to eHarmony.com today and get your compatibility profile, a $50 value, free. eHarmony.com. Visit us today.
Closing arguments scheduled today in Alexandria, Virginia, in the sentencing trial of convicted 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Mazzelli. During the closing arguments, the prosecutors will make a final attempt to convince the jury that Mazzelli deserves a death penalty for lying to the FBI about 9/11. The defense will try to solidify their case that Mazzelli is mentally unstable and should instead be sentenced to life in prison without parole. The field of candidates in the New Orleans mayoral race down to 2 now from 22. Incumbent mayor Ray Nagin will face off against Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu in the runoff election on May 20th. Nagin receiving an estimated 39% of the vote in Saturday's primary. Landrieu received 28%. Gasoline prices continue to climb, with analysts blaming higher crude oil costs and new rules requiring ethanol in fuel for the prices at the pump. The latest Lundberg survey of U.S. stations shows a gallon of unleaded gasoline now going for $2.91. This is USA Radio Network News.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New maximum strength lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus an antibacterial helps kill germs. Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in the petunias.
New maximum strength lanacane. Stop the itch.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience, gets inside your head, and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, Live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
ECC Theater presents The Art of Dining, in which a visionary chef tries to keep her gluttonous husband from eating their startup gourmet restaurant out of business. From the moment you enter the theater to the complimentary dessert at the end, you're sure to savor this tasty comedy. Performances run April 21st through the 23rd, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th through the 7th. Tickets are available at the ECC Theater box office, 1700 Spartan Drive in Elgin, or call 847-622-0300 for information and tickets.
At Copycat Services, they believe life is not measured by the breaths you take, but the moments that take your breath away. A videographer package is not only affordable with Copycat, but genuinely suits your need as well. 5 hours of film and editing of your wedding or event, plus a final hour and a half of DVD montage is just $600. Call Copycat Services for more information at 847-489-1752. That's 847-489-1752.
The May Marathon is Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. After you pop through those busy signals and place your order, why fight the traffic, crowds, and long lines to pick up your order? Register before the marathon for a credit card mail order and let us mail your certificates directly to you. With gas prices going up every day and your busy schedule at work, kids, and everything else, why add this to your day? Sign up for a CCMO at any roadshow, redemption center, or simply call 847-741-7700 and let us make it easier for you. Remember, the May Marathon starting Friday, May 12th.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me today is Veronique.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Sounds Polish.
It's actually fun.
No, it's still
I figured.
Veronique. I took a few years of French in high school. Never took. Anyway, beautiful spring morning out there and weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We tried to be outside as much as possible and enjoying it.
Well, it was gorgeous. Yeah. My fiance and I spent the late morning at a brunch in Redstone. You ever been to Redstone in Oak Brook Terrace?
I haven't.
Oh, absolutely wonderful food. Ooh. Beautiful spot. They got this aroma of apple smoke. Meat coming the whole time, you know, an outdoor cafe kind of style. Just wonderful.
You're making me hungry here.
Then we went to the Morton Arboretum, and I hadn't been there in years. And anybody who hasn't been there since last fall, they got this new thing behind the visitor center, which is, they call it like a children's, I'm not sure what they call it, but really it's for adults too. It's a series of water garden, waterfalls, little pond things. It was just wonderful. Tree, and some I don't know what you'd call it, kind of like, climbing things like you'd get having the rainforest with the little slats where you walk on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of fun. I'll see a hedge maze, too.
Ooh.
So if you haven't checked it out lately, it was really nice. I mean, especially if you have kids. Perfect place to take kids. So I would highly recommend it.
My mom used to take us there all the time, so got one stuck in the mud. So don't go if it rains, but like I say, that's my only suggestion.
Probably a good one. All right, let's move on. We're going to have an open line today, by the way. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. And I know we had a really good discussion on immigration last week, so we can continue that, too, if y'all like. But we don't have Bill Jester on this week. I think first we will go to the stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week. Newly elected councilman in Tiny Florida Village has refused to take an oath of office pledging support for the U.S. government because he adamantly opposed to the war in Iraq. He's got to take an oath supporting the government. When did this happen, folks? When did this happen? Does this sound more like Nazi Germany or not? An oath to support the government? It used to be an oath to support the Constitution, which these days is just about diametrically opposed to each other. They're like mutually exclusive concepts, I think. Either you support the Constitution or you support, well, not mutually exclusive, but pretty close. Or you can support the government. But to hold office, having to take an oath to support the government, this is absolutely outrageous. Basil Dulac, who is 76 years old and a Korean War veteran, won an uncontested election to fill a vacancy on the five-person council in southeast Florida town of Tequesta. But he refused to take the office oath of office because it requires him to, quote, support, protect, and defend, unquote, the government. One more step, folks. Just one more step. How about them apples? Again, doesn't that not sound like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, not the United States of America, which is supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave, and freedom of choice? Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, folks, to support the government. So you have to support the war in order to obtain office today. I guess that would be kind of the definition of a dictatorship, wouldn't it? Kind of keeps the dissent, people who dissent from the government, out of power. Where does it end, and when is the average citizen Joe going to stand up and say, enough is enough? I don't know. On another note, you may or may not recall back, this is on October 26th of last year, members of the war protest group Peace Action were arrested, along with Cindy Sheehan, in front of the White House during a nonviolent, what they called a die-in demonstration, commemorating the 2000th U.S. soldier death. We've gone way beyond that now, folks. But at any rate, they protested in front of the White House and did not have a permit. Of course, you can't get a permit to protest there. It's like out of bounds. It should be the most free speech zone in the United States. And as the past libertarian candidate for president, Michael Bednarik, said, anywhere I stand is a free speech zone. That's what the First Amendment is supposed to be all about. And for the government to tell you where you can have your free speech, where you can't, and ask for permission of it, negates the whole concept. So, at any rate, the good news is that there is still a little bit of a semblance of law and freedom left in this country. The judge dismissed the charges for trespassing or protesting without a permit or whatever they called it. They dismissed it out of hand before the defense even had a chance to give their full defense. So I guess what's operational here, folks, is I think the feds know that they're violating the Constitution when they impose these rules that restrict people and what they can do, where they can protest, where they can't. And effectively, they've won because they stop the protest. They arrest them, stop the protest. They go to court, okay, it gets dismissed, so what? They still stop the dissent. It seems to me these people, the Peace Action group, should go further and sue for violation of constitutional rights and try to get an injunction against the federal government in the future for stopping protest. Again, folks, isn't that what America is supposed to be about? I ask you. Okay, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Again, we have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including school reform news, environment and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Watch the police and the tax man miss me.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. And here's your chance now, because I think we only have one person on the line so far. So a lot of topics to talk about. We got immigration. We got the firing of the whistleblower in the CIA, the one who supplied the information to Dana Priest, who got a Pulitzer Prize for publishing the article on the secret prisons that the CIA, that the U.S. government was running in Europe. And we got that. How about gasoline prices? We can talk about that, too. Iranian nuclear power. So let's go to the phones. Who do we have, Veronique?
We got Jeff, who actually wants to talk about those gasoline prices.
Okay. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I want to tell you, Friday was a great day for you guys. I always listen to that program. It's great because it kind of helps me, and I don't know if it helps you, but it helps me out. If I don't know something, those gentlemen there will at least give me the point in the right direction. So
Jim Krems is a good man.
Yeah, you guys had a great show, and I listen to it all the time. So, in fact, I picked up a few tips from you.
Good. Well, that's good.
You're the man there, Ken.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, I got a question for you. Well, actually, I want to make a statement. I got family who work in the oil business. And I got to tell you, some of this stuff that's going out there is kind of a pack of lies. It's not the full truth. People don't know it. I can't really disclose a lot because I might get into trouble. But I'll tell you this, that a lot of what's going on out there, there's a fallacy that these guys are making billions and billions of dollars. Some of that is true and some of it isn't. And what it comes down to is we haven't brought up oil refineries in years because of the
regulations.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to build up. There hasn't been a refinery built in this country since 1978.
Exactly. And you know what? I've heard a lot of stories on how we should conserve, and that's all fine and dandy. And then we went through this stage in the 70s, and it's a bunch of crap because what happens is a decade later, everybody's back to what we're doing now. So it goes in cycles. So you're not fixing the problem. You know, we went through it in the 70s. They stopped making, you know, refineries, and yet we're still in the same boat we were 30 years ago. And where's, you know, to me, it doesn't make any sense. It's a Band-Aid fix.
Well, there's a couple of problems going on, and I would have blamed those so-called environmentalists. First of all, I consider myself an environmentalist, but not in the traditional manner of what most people think environmentalists. The traditional environmentalists that call for state power, state regulation, prior restraint, they're responsible to a great degree for this, because companies are really fear. They fear, you know, violating all these, or the cost is so high to pay for these refineries. They don't get built. But another thing that just has happened is that one additive in the summertime that was used in California and a few other states. I forget, it had four letters abbreviating for something. Can't think of the name of it right now. It was found that even though it supposedly reduced pollution, it got into the groundwater and was a factor in cancer.
Yeah.
People getting cancer. So they knocked that out, and now it's just ethanol, and evidently ethanol is more expensive. So that's another reason why the prices are going up. And also, a big reason, Jeff, really the biggest reason, is the futures markets are through the roof. And it's through the roof because of fear, excuse me, fear of oil supply, of the continuity of oil supplies because of the war in the Middle East.
You said it, Ken, right there. Bottom line, I've been trying to explain it to people for a long time, and people don't understand it. They thought I was nuts. I got a friend of mine that listens to this radio station all the time. He says, that's a crock of crap. And I told him, no, it's not. The futures, there's a bunch of people that dictate where it ought to go, and it's basically based on a lot of what is going on in the Middle East. Now, I told people the bottom line is, if we started doing one of two things, or both of them, actually, one is get out of the Middle East completely, and then the other one is start making cars that produce either better burning, you know, gasoline, something where we can do longer mileage cars, and the other thing is, too, start looking at alternatives and get off the Middle East, we wouldn't be in the Middle East in the first place. It's all about oil. That's all it's about. And people, for some reason, especially Republicans, don't understand. I'm an ex-Republican, all right? I'm an independent now. Because neither side will step up to the plate and admit this. You know,
it's taken me years
to figure this out, though. It's taken me a while to figure this out, though, Ken. You know, because I was a loyal Republican. Oh, you know, no, there's no reason they'd be doing that just for oil. But bottom line is now we're all starting to find out that George Bush is in the Middle East for the oil. And where does he want to go next? Iran. So who the heck?
Of course.
If we would just get off our dependence on this crap, we would never be over in the first place. We wouldn't be whining and complaining about our sons and daughters losing their lives and all this other crap. I mean, 90% of it is because we, you know, voted these boobs in there. If we would just take sense and go somewhere other than the Democrat and the public, Republican side of, you know, the politics, maybe we'd change things. But no, we're going to be, this is what's going to happen. The same old is going to happen. And in November, we're going to vote the same boobs in that we've had for years and years, and nothing's going to change.
You're probably right. One caveat about about increasing the miles per gallon. When you do that, most companies, what they do in order to do that, they have to make the cars lighter. And therefore, they're making them more dangerous, too. So there's always a trade-off between miles per gallon, fuel efficiency, and safety of the vehicle. And I would leave that up to the marketplace to decide.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to buy a big, bulky car that you feel safer in, and it's a gas guzzler, fine. If you want gas economy, and you get a lighter car, and maybe with a little less safety, that's fine, too. That's what freedom is supposed to be all about. That should be our choice as far as what we choose on that.
It's like when you and I work. I don't know what you drive, but I have to drive a pickup truck, a bigger pickup truck, because the little ones can't hold the load.
Right.
You know, so somebody told me, and said, well, why don't you drive a smaller one, like a Ford Ranger or you know, something like that. I said, well, you know how many trips I'd have to make? You're really not saving gas. You're doing it twice instead of
Ranger would not make it. No,
you know,
almost anybody in most of the building trades, Ranger's not going to make it.
Exactly.
Maybe electricians, you know, could use a Ranger.
Like for painting, I don't know if you understand. I got a buddy of mine that
Absolutely not.
And he's actually looking at buying a truck. But you know, the bottom line is people have to start stepping up to the plate here. We have choices in this country.
You know, the fastest way to get the prices down is to get out of the Middle East. I agree with you on that, Jeff. Why don't we leave it on that and move on for some people to get a chance.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Okay, we have Bob. Hi, Bob.
I'm disappointed. You're screening your calls now?
No.
Well, your producer.
A producer? No, we know. Usually I just get the name. We just want to get a name. That's all.
Oh, she asked what I wanted to talk
about. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, okay.
Sorry.
she doesn't know the format of our show here. it wasn't done on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm in a nasty mood.
I'm sorry.
The Courier News for the last 4 or 5 days now has been producing on their Speak Out page a couple of paragraphs that, to the extent that they are not going to publish any more information, opinions about immigration.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think that's even worse than screening your calls. Because how else is this going to get talked out if it isn't done in public?
Well, that's pretty amazing that they've decided that.
Yeah, well, they've done that on a couple of other issues, too. They say, everybody's opinion has been expressed.
And to create more heat than riot or something nonsense like that.
No, I'd call your senator, you know. But I don't think that's the answer to the problem. And I have a bone to pick with the Courier on a couple of other things, too. About 2 weeks ago, they decided that 3 pages to cover the markets were simply too much. There were too many equities available that you could buy and sell, and so they were going to reduce 3 pages to 1 page by cutting back on the number of issues that they would report on. So you now have 3 markets with about each one reduced by about 50% of the number of companies that are listed. So they might just as well not even put it in there. And their answer to this, and incidentally they said also that they were cutting back on weather. They're not going to bother telling you what the temperature is in other cities. And their answer to all of this is, with the advent of the Internet, people don't need the newspaper for that stuff anymore. And my answer to the Courier is that, the Courier News is available on the Internet. Maybe we don't need to buy their newspaper anymore either. Hey, cut off your
Well, it's just that we're in a transitional phase, I think, as far as how we get our information. And, we have to admit, Bob, that the newspapers, they're having a hard time figuring out how to stay a going concern with the advent of the Internet.
Having a hard time trying to figure out how to stay in business. But I can tell you one thing, you don't do it by reducing service.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I would make sense to me what you say, that it seems to me you'd have to find a way, creative way of making your service unique and special and complete.
And since brevity is the soul of wit, I'll say goodbye.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for your call. And we have...
I think we have John.
John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ken. I just have a couple of points. One about the gasoline prices. Rahm Emanuel has suggested the government's answer to high gas prices is to raise taxes.
So aren't they getting enough as it is? Aren't they getting like 50% of the fuel pump? Maybe it's a little less right now.
Well, he wants to put surcharges on high consumption vehicles like Hummers.
What an idiot.
And if they're going to do that, perhaps they should downgrade the military to Geos instead of Hummers. Then one other item. I was listening to some other station, heaven forbid, and the news station reported that DuPage County man that murdered his daughter, or allegedly murdered his daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The court froze his assets so that he could not pay for his defense.
Well, they've been doing this a lot. I mean, they do it in the drug cases. They did it with the mafia.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, and then, and when it was first passed, it was only supposed to be done for the mafia. That was it. No, we're just going after these mafia people who've got illicit gains anyway, and they shouldn't be able to pay for their lawyers because the money was used was illicit. Then they went on to the drugs, so now it's anybody can't defend themselves, huh?
But I seem to recall the Miranda warnings that, you know, you're entitled to an attorney.
Yeah, well, theoretically, I guess. I don't know how you pay for it, though. I wonder what stretched your imagination. I mean, this wasn't a crime of larceny, of ill-gotten gains.
Right.
By any means. So by what stretch of imagination?
I mean,
at least I understand the logic behind, you know, going after the mafia money or the drug money. I don't agree with it, but I understand the logic of it. Here, it seems to be a naked grab of power.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And you know, I immediately thought of Zacharias Massali with this massive change in criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
And that, you know, lying to the FBI is a capital crime. You know, and if lying to the FBI could be extrapolated to lying to any government agent, then anyone who's arrested, for instance, for filing an IRS form,
Right. Well, I'm starting to figure out the logic of all this now. Martha Stewart was convicted of lying about something that she wasn't even indicted for.
Right.
Which some of us would argue shouldn't have even been a crime to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And they nailed her, and they nailed Massali. Well, for lying, it seems to me now I don't understand why. See, the only thing one must do is not talk to the FBI, right? So that must be why the Bush administration is pushing torture so much.
I guess.
Because if you decide not to talk, well, we have ways to make you talk.
Right. And, well, that's the best way to deal with any law enforcement is never talk to them.
Never talk to them. I mean, the lesson should be clear now. Don't talk to the Fed, no matter what.
Any law enforcement.
Right. Right.
Although you're required by federal...
Supreme Court decision to give your identification.
Right. So.
Which is a new one, too.
Yes.
It's most jobs, but most people out there, I don't really think they care that this stuff is going on. It's not happening to them, so who cares? And see, anybody would be so... of course, this guy is guilty already. Clarendon Hills man, is that, I think it was Clarendon Hills?
Someplace in Duke.
Murdering his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already been convicted. And, I think he did confess, though, supposedly.
I thought
he confessed, though. Why would they have to take his assets?
I don't know. It was just so over the over the line that I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but see,
freeze his assets. I mean, his wife already filed for divorce.
Right. Well, he's a terrible man. So we don't have to use the law anymore. We just go ahead and do what we want to him or anybody else. There's no law. There really is no law in this country. That's what gets me, John, with these people talking about the lawlessness associated with the immigration issue. Oh, but they're violating the law. They're violating the law. And my response is always, what law?
Yeah.
From the top, we've found out that there is no law. And Bush has said as much. He says we're in a war, so therefore I can do whatever I darn well please.
Right.
And it doesn't matter because we're in a war. So there's no law in this country.
And it's a war against terrorism, which just happens to involve Afghanistan and Iraq right now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the real criminals. It's real interesting that I thought that the NSA or the CIA or whoever can identify Osama's voice almost instantly these days.
Yeah.
You know, it's like before they were questioning whether the videos were real.
Right.
And now it's like it comes out in Al Jazeera and within 4 or 5 hours, yep, that's him.
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
Because they have to keep a boogeyman alive.
Yeah, well, it's Osama Goldstein.
Yes.
John, thanks for your call.
I just want to let all your listeners remind them that the Fox Valley Libertarian Party will be meeting Wednesday evening.
That's correct. 7 o'clock at Baroni's Pizza in Carpentersville on Bessinger Drive, just west of the McDonald's, block west of the McDonald's, off of Route 25 on Bessinger Drive. 7 o'clock, optional if you want to eat, and 8 o'clock meeting. Thanks for the reminder, John.
Sure.
Okay, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law.
A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Open line today, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Let's go right back to the phones, and we do have Mike. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I just wanted to go along with your subject. You were talking about how the law just doesn't exist. I'm sure you're aware of the conspiracy that's going to be happening later this month in Chicago between the church, the state, and private corporations, and that's the gun buyback program they have.
Oh, they have another one going?
Yeah, I think it's April 29th or something like that. But the point is, you have a straw purchase involved where you have one person taking the money and another person buying the firearms. Then you have the fact that none of these people are licensed federal firearms dealers.
Exactly. They're all violating the law, are they not?
Oh, up and down the line.
There's a libertarian from Chicago that filed a lawsuit against the sheriff of Cook County for doing
right.
that a few years back. I'm not sure exactly whatever happened with that.
It got swept under the rug and pushed away, and he probably wasted a lot of money hiring an attorney to fight it. But, you know, here's a perfect example, because I was on a program with a politician, and they were talking politics and issues and stuff. And I'm like, well, if I stand at the end of the sidewalk with a sign saying, I will buy your firearm for $110, because the church was only offering $100,
right.
I have a FOID card. You know, I'm a U.S. citizen, you know, disabled veteran. If I stood at the end of that sidewalk and did the exact same thing, the minute I bought the first firearm, I would be arrested and charged with a long list of crimes.
Right.
Because one, the person I bought it from didn't have the right paperwork, the right documentation, didn't have a FOID card, didn't have any tracking on it. So I'd be up on, you know, charges to get me 20 or 30 years in a federal penitentiary.
Absolutely.
Yet they're buying them by the dozens.
And the thing is about these buyback programs, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, from what I understand, most of the guns that are given back and they get the $100 for it or whatever, they're worthless weapons. And what they do, these gang people, they use that money to buy better weapons.
Well, the other question, and some other caller brought this up, he goes, well, let's see, if I'm a gangbanger and I've killed somebody with a firearm, in order to make sure
there
it's
you
not
go.
Right back to me, I have, you know, my cousin or somebody walk down to the church, hand that gun over, and they destroy it so there's no evidence, because do they fire every one of those firearms to get a ballistics match to compare?
I don't know. It would be a lot of work, for sure.
A lot of work, a lot of money, so you know it doesn't get done. So they just take them things and destroy them. So therefore, not only did you destroy the weapon that could incriminate you, but you got paid $100 by some corporation to cover up the crime you committed.
That's actually pretty funny.
Well, it is, but it's also pretty sad because, other host got, you know, bent out of shape because I brought up the issue. It says, you know what? I have firearms. I like firearms. I'm a former Marine. I got a gun cabinet. I got a FOID card. You know, my kids know what they're used for. They've shot them.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the purpose of it, you know? When I was 10 years old, my grandfather took me outside with a shotgun and blew a old outhouse apart because all his firearms were stored loaded. And he wanted to demonstrate to me exactly what it did and that it was not a toy and that I was not to touch it unless I was supervised. And I knew right then and there if I put a finger on one of those things, my rear end would be lit up like Rudolph's nose. You know? So the whole thing is I just find it funny that, you know, the City of Chicago Police Department, the Cook County Sheriff's Department, the Illinois State Police, and the ATF are just ignoring all the laws and going to let this happen. And yet, you know, if I did the exact same thing, I would be in jail for just one.
Well, it's the hypocrisy never ends, never ceases. You know, I recollect that Lon Haruichi is still running the streets as an FBI agent. In fact, as far as I can tell, as far as I remember, he's actually promoted after murdering people at Waco, murdering Vicki Weaver, holding her 6-month-old son, and of course the state of Idaho tried to convict him, they arrested him and charged him with first degree murder, and the federal feds came in and said, no, sorry, he's got immunity.
Yeah, well,
you can't charge him. He's immune from prosecution.
Well, it almost reminds you of that, you know, Steven Seagal movie, Above the Law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what right. they do in our name, but yet if we dare question them, you know, it's like with the tax issue, you know. If you go out there like Joe Bannister did, a former IRS agent, and ask them questions, you know, they want to hang you on the door, but they don't want to answer the questions. So, it's, you know, it's one of those catch-22s. You know, if you stand up, you have moral convictions, you know, you believe you're doing the right thing, they come to crucify you.
Federal government is the thug of the world, Mike. American people have to come to realize that.
Well, and the bad thing is, you know, when it gets to the point, you know, and, you know, I have these conversations with people all the time, it doesn't matter which idiot you vote for, because once they get in there and they like being on the gravy train, perfect example is the state of Illinois, our former senator. The Republican Party ran him out on rails because he appointed an independent prosecutor and he wasn't going along to get along with all these crooked politicians. You know, so if he hadn't appointed Fitzpatrick or whatever, or Fitzgerald, whatever the independent
right.
prosecutor is, you know, Ryan would have never saw a trial, let alone a day
you're
in
right.
jail.
You're right.
So, you know, it just goes to show
well, that's
you
a wonderful legacy of Fitzgerald, getting Fitzgerald as, or Fitzpat, yeah, I get all confused with those names, too, getting the present U.S. attorney in our district to be there and pursue these. And it sounds like the Daley administration's next.
Yeah, but the bad thing is, you know, we as the people of Illinois ran that man out of town on rails and would not support him because the Republican Party would not support him because he didn't play with the go-along, get-along, keep-everybody-in-the-family thing. And so as a citizen, you know, we did it to ourselves. You know, I tell people all the time, if America screwed up, you know where to look? Walk into the bathroom 2 feet above the sink, stare straight ahead, you're going to see the problem. Because if you're not standing up and doing what needs to be done, then you're the problem.
Good point, Mike. Appreciate
it. Thanks for the show. You're doing a great job, Dan.
Thank you. All right, let's move on. We have Eve. Hello, Eve.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to let you know I heard something very interesting the other day that I thought you might like to hear. And I'm just as guilty of doing this as anyone else, is people about the gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to pay $3 a gallon for gas, but yet they'll go to Starbucks and pay $4 or more for a cup of coffee.
I don't understand that myself, just because I don't like burnt syrup.
Yeah.
But,
and it's supposed to be the equivalent of $50 a gallon to Starbucks coffee. So I just thought that was very interesting that people don't mind paying for what they want, but they don't want to pay for what they need.
Well, the elasticity of demand, for our little economics term out there, is quite inelastic for as far as gas prices are concerned. As prices go up, you would think, you would hope that there would be an elasticity. In other words, that people would respond to those prices and would consume less. But evidently, they're still consuming and consuming and consuming. And when you add India and China to the mix, and with their growing economies, there's even more and more demand. The sad part about it is that the supply is not keeping up of the demand because of the regulations in this country to build refineries. They just aren't getting built.
Right.
So, but I appreciate your perspective on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Eve.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, and we have Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I wanted to give an update on the government schools. I don't want us to lose focus on that because I haven't heard much about government schools in your show lately. But before I do, can you just give us an update on where your appeal is with the Seatbelt case?
Well, I filed my brief for my motion to dismiss and also on my fact that I think I shouldn't be paying for a jury trial. That's by right, by the U.S. Constitution. So I filed my brief, and the opposing side has, I don't know, a month or so to respond. So that's where it stands right now.
So do you have an appearance scheduled?
You don't get an appearance by right. You can request an oral argument. Excuse me, and the appellate court can accept that or deny it. They could just deny or rule on the motion just by reading the brief. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that yet.
Okay, well, you've got a lot of support out here.
Appreciate it.
The point I wanted to make about government schools is school boards are now being encouraged due to a statute to adopt this policy due to a statute that was passed not too long ago. It's Public Act 93-946. This is real interesting. We talk a lot about how the schools are worried about mental health. Now they're worried about dental health. Schools are required, I don't know what the policy is exactly, but I think kindergarten, third grade, and seventh grade, students cannot enter unless they have a dental examination. And the interesting part about this is the bill was introduced in the 93rd General Assembly by Representative David Miller, who just happens to be a dentist.
It used to be that their reasoning behind all these mandatory rules and regulations as far as health is concerned, like vaccinations, was that if you don't get a vaccination, theoretically, you can affect the other children who, because everybody has to be vaccinated or, I don't know, you're going to create an epidemic or something like that. Anyway, there was a little bit of logic to that, but as far as dentistry is concerned, I don't get it. All it is nanny state government, I guess, right? And as you say, connected with the good old boy network of a certain industry wanting to mandate certain profits to their industry.
Oh, no, that can't be it. I mean, Ken, don't you know how critical good teeth are to
Yeah, I'm sure
learning?
That's the reason, right. Well, isn't it just one more reason to get your kids out of the government school system, folks? One more reason. All these rules and regulations, it's really absurd.
Just wanted to share that with you, and that's the tip of the iceberg.
Right, right. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone over here is 847-931-1410. We have an open bank of right now. If you call in, you'll get on. So give us a call. Open line, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s,
prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Freedom Ring, John, and we have an open line, and let's go right back to the phone, and we have Bob.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Bob.
You may see in the paper this morning there was a big event at the Maryville Academy in Des Plaines yesterday for illegal immigrants, and, you know, they had speakers and so forth that were putting forth the position of legalizing these immigrants, and the Minutemen had a contingent of people that were on the other side of the street protesting, and some of you may have seen that on the news last night. There were Channel 9, I know, had them on, and I believe Channel 2 and 7 did also. So I also wanted to remind you that this Friday is the John Birch Society's speech with Bill Jasper, who was a guest on your show last week. That's
right.
At 7:30 at the Holiday Inn in Carroll Stream. So that's still a big
issue. And that's on North Avenue, correct?
North and Gary.
North and Gary.
Yeah.
7:30 Friday night.
Yeah, and of course this immigration bill is going to be considered in the Senate here in the next few days or weeks. They want to do it, well, actually the next week, I guess. No, next few days anyway, in the Senate. So we need to keep pressure on the senators to no amnesty, no guest worker program.
According to you.
According to me, right.
Well, I don't know.
Bill mentioned the statistic, which I don't know whether it ran past you, but there was a poll done by the Pew Research about 6 months ago in Mexico, and it polled the Mexicans as to whether they had plans to come to the United States,
mm-hmm.
and 50% of them had plans to come to the United States. Now, Mexico is 105 million people, so if you think that our economy and our culture can absorb 50 million more Mexicans, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, Bob, if we got rid of the welfare, the marketplace would decide that. If all of a sudden our economy was going south because there's too many producers, which I don't get. It seems to me the more producers, the better the economy is going to be. But it seems to me if things turn south, then the lure of coming across the border would turn south, too. That's the beauty of the market.
I understand that, but it is not practical to think that we're going to be ever in a position where hospitals are going to be able to turn away ill people who, although they may be here illegally, I mean, that's not going
to happen. But it seems to me, my whole problem with the approach you're presenting, Bob, and Bill Jasper presented, is that it seems to me we're talking about the symptoms. We're talking about the symptoms of the problem instead of the problem. The problem is government control, government welfare. That's the problem. Why don't we address that issue and not worry about immigration? Because it really, I know you're not, but it smacks of, when I hear this about the Mexicans, to me it smacks of racism. It smacks of, once I'm across the border, then I'll shut the doors.
Clearly you have no way of knowing who these people are coming across the border illegally. Anyway.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about this, Bob.
Okay,
thank you very much for your call. Okay, this is from Paul Craig Roberts, one of the original supply fighters of the Reagan administration. Destroying America does not mean blowing up buildings. It means destroying the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the separation of powers. Al-Qaeda is powerless to bring about such destruction. Only our own government can destroy America.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Wake up the right way with the WRMN Wake Up Call. We